what is driving the passport card application pilot, and what's involved in it?
Well, clearly one of the impetus for this was President Obama's Executive Order 13571 in April of 2011, which asked the federal workforce, the federal government, to look at ways to streamline customer service processes. And for the State Department, our signature initiative is the online passport card application. And we at Passport Services are very excited to be participating in this program and very excited about what this might offer to the public in the future.
So the passport card is the card that you get when you already have a full passport. If you just want to travel to any of the places, say Canada, Mexico, and so on, where you can do a land border crossing or where you're going on land from a ship, is that correct?
For purposes of this pilot, you need to have a passport book to apply online for a passport card. But it is possible, if you only are going to be crossing the land border, to apply simply through the normal channels for a passport card. But in this particular case, we are addressing people who already have a passport book and would like the convenience of a passport card.
So what is the trick to accepting a signature online? What's involved with that that you don't have to do, obviously, when I'm standing right in front of you and you know it's me signing?
Well, on renewals, you never sign in person anyway. You sign up, you have what we call a wet signature, but you submit it by mail. We are not replacing the in-person swear the oath sign in front of the acceptance agent that you do the first time you apply for a passport. So in this particular instance, what we are doing is giving you the option of an electronic signature in lieu of the signature that you would send to us through the mail.
How are you doing the security on this?
Well, I can't give you all the specific details, first of all, because I'm not smart enough, and second of all, because it wouldn't be a good idea.
I find that hard to believe that you're not smart enough.
Believe me. But we follow what is the standard technology for verifying an electronic signature. We ask additional questions, including re-verifying your Social Security number. And, of course, all of this, because it is very sensitive personally identifiable information, is sent to us in encrypted fashion and given every possible protection once it's in our hands.
And that's the level I was getting at, was just understanding that this is PII, that this is stuff that you obviously don't want the bad guys to get.
Absolutely. And we have worked very hard at Passport Services that all of the information that is provided to us by any applicant is properly protected, because it really is a gold mine for anyone who would want to take advantage and commit identity theft. And we take that responsibility very seriously.
What is your timeline for this project, for this pilot, and what's the next step if the pilot goes according to how you would like it to go?
The pilot will last 90 days, which will run from January 24th till April 22nd, or until we receive 20,000 applications. Then we're going to take a look at it and see how it works. Clearly, one of the things when we look down the road is we would love to be able to offer to the American people the option of doing all renewals, both of the book or of the card, online. We think that would be a real convenience to the American people, and we think it would recognize some savings and efficiencies for us. But the number one question is keeping the whole process safe and making sure that we don't open the door, even a tiny crack, to passport fraud. It's going to be a very long, careful, thoughtful process. But we want to see, in this instance, which we think is a very low threat, low risk activity, whether we can make it work.
And I imagine that desire to prevent passport fraud would prevent a situation where somebody could ever do the whole thing online, right?
That is correct. You do need to go in front of the acceptance agent and attest, swear to the accuracy of what you have provided. The passport book is a very important, secure document, and that step I cannot imagine ever being eliminated.
What else do we need to know about this, and what impact might this have on any other federal agency? Will anybody be able to tell who's just looking at the document?
No, absolutely not. It will look identical to what you receive. It'll be sent through the mail, just like all passport cards, and most passport books are received through the mail. People apply, and we send it out from our centers. What will be important is that the individual who applies obviously needs to have internet access. They need the ability to be able to upload a photograph digitally, a JPEG image, I think is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you will also pay online, which means you'll either need a debit credit card or be able to work through online payment through your bank account. So that's really the major steps that you will have to do. You need to have a United States mailing address, United States or Canada mailing address, and, of course, you need an email address so that we can come back and confirm to you that we have received your application.
All of this sounds good. I don't know if it'll work for me because the last time I tried to upload a picture of myself, I broke the computer. So that might be the only holdup for me, but I appreciate you being on this afternoon to talk about it. Brenda, good luck to you.
It was my pleasure, and I hope everybody will take advantage of this opportunity and the opportunity to get a U.S. passport and take the chance to see the world.